Well, good morning, everybody. I woke up this morning and my spirit was just singing, "We're standing on holy ground." And I was thinking about it. I thought, if I have one thought, and I'm sure it's the same as yours, we are immersed in the goodness of God. And just seeing your face, it just reminds me how immersed in the goodness of God we are. But we're immersed in the goodness of God while we're standing in the fire. And if we're not individually standing in the fire, we have a lot of family members who are. And we don't usually do this, but I'm going to take just a moment this morning that I want us just to pray in tongues for a moment. And I know God will hear us. We have so many of our loved ones in the fire right now. And I want to name, especially in the ministry right now, Joe and Ellen McCord, Tony and Joyce Cardenas, Bobby and Kathy Owens, Bill and Betty Greer, and Janet Myers. And we have a few of us, mostly women that have lost their husbands that are in the fire. We've got Wendy Williams. We've got Sherry Weaver. We've got Kathy Kozlowski. We've got Tina and Marty and Sandy Hitt. So we have a lot of fire. And I know all of our testimonies the same. We are immersed in the goodness of God in the fire. And we just heard that Elizabeth, Fernando's wife, broke her arm just the other day. Now, if it's not anyone on this list, we know you have so many in your family that are in the fire right now. So I wanted to start off my hello by let's just pray in tongues just for a moment. God will hear us. He will hear us. Let's lift up this ministry that's in the fire. Let's lift up our family that's in the fire. Let's up our church that's in the fire. We found his goodness in the fire, but let's just lift him up. Let's just pray in tongues for a moment, and then I'll welcome you all to Zoom this morning. Thank you, Lord,
Thank you,
for meeting
Lord.
us
Bless
in
you,
fire. Tony Carpus, strengthen Janet Meyer, strengthen Bobby and Kathy Owens, strengthen Holy Mighty God, lift them up in the fire, Mighty God, bring forth peace and control, bring forth an attorney in this moment. Mighty God, lift them up in the fire, God. You are, we know you hear our prayers standing on holy ground, and we're speaking to you on holy ground. Lift up our family, Mighty God. Lift up Sandy, lift up Marty in her bed. Oh, Mighty God, lift up Will, Wendy and Sherry and Kathy and all the names that we're not naming, Mighty God. You are God. You're immersing us in your goodness, Lord. So we're hearing our prayers this morning. Thank you, Lord. God, we welcome you to this Zoom, Father God. We welcome you. Welcome, family. Welcome, family. We love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you all. Anything else, Vicki? Anything else?
That ought to do it. He heard our prayers. We can just thank him. Thank you, Lord.
And
welcome to
you.
Zoom.
Okay. I'm going to mute everybody. And then we are we're very blessed and fortunate to have Terry with us, Terry Posey, to lead us in worship. I encourage you all, as always, let's engage. We're here to worship the Lord. And it's so fitting that he gets the first fruit of singing to him before anything else really goes on. So thank you, Lord. Rose, before Terry, our dear brother Terry, engages with some worship here, would you kindly unmute and call upon the Lord for his grace for this gathering?
Father, we just pray for Terry and Gary. We thank you for the anointing upon them both. We thank you for this privilege of having our beautiful family together and having the anointing on Terry and the anointing on Gary and Shelley. We bless you and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Rose. Terry, we are ready to worship, sir.
It's not like we already started worshiping. This is just a continual.
Rock of Ages. I call out to you,
so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend. Is your name.
For my hand is upon my people in this hour. My hand is mightily upon my people in this hour to bring you up into the high places of my spirit, to bring you up into the nearness and the outpouring of my spirit, where there is no weakness, where there is no strength in the carnal mind, where there is no sickness, where there is no grief, where there is no grit, where there is no lack, where there is no strife and battle amongst my people. For I would bring you up into that high place, says the Lord, where I overshadow what you are without me. Yea, where I would overshadow the carnal mind, and I would bring you up into that fruitful place and plant you there and cause you to live there and to bear fruit there, says the Lord. For you were created for me, not for another. You were not created for yourself, but you were created for me, and I am the keeper. Yea, I am the carrier of the bride. I carry you, says the Lord. I cover you against all that you are without me. Therefore, yield yourself unto that which I bring you into. Yea, Release yourself into that which my hand does with you, for I will do you good, and I will plant you in a fruitful land where no fowl knows. I will establish you in the heights, in the nearness of my presence, and you will be satisfied, and you will be a well-watered city, and you will be a defended a creation. Draw near, do not hold back, says the Lord. Do not resist that which I'm doing, because it's unknown to you. For my way is right, my hand is strong, and my life is good in you, my people.
Hear the cry of this here prophecy, my people. For I love you, I cherish you, I have called you by my name. Open up your heart. Don't let nothing stand between me and you. For I am your Father. I am everything. I am in you. I am the King and the Lord of Lords. Surrender everything to me. Trust in me and believe in me. For I am the one that will keep you and lead you and bring you into victory. There's no darkness. There's no battle that you can go through that you will not overcome, but you will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I am for you in all things, my people. Receive it, my people. Believe it, my people. Let it be your reality that I am your life. Nothing can defeat you because I am with you. I am your keeper. And what I have spoken shall come forth in my name, said the Lord.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Well, Terry, thank you so much. What a privilege, what encouragement to worship with you. I really, really am grateful and appreciated the spirit of worship that you moved in right there. That was a feast. Thank you. Thank you, my good brother and friend. Well, Gary, Shelley, whosoever will, let him come. If you guys would unmute, and we just look to hear what the Lord is saying to us.